We had a problem with the PPT this morning, but God blessed us now. We have PPT. Hey, Deacon, 우리 Deaconess Kim Eun-jung, the elder, 우리 김영호 장로님, elder's granddaughter. So Kim Eun-jung 집사님's daughter. Okay? Jihee came to our church today. Jihee야, 안녕, 손 들어봐. 안녕, welcome her. Amen. Give her a hand. Hallelujah. Christina, I didn't recognize your daughter today. She looks so mature now. Hey, amen. Okay, 2 Corinthians 5:17. You ready?
Yeah.
One voice, please. Begin.
Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old is gone, the new has come.
Hallelujah. Amen. We are a new creation. Hallelujah. Amen. God not only created us, but He recreated us. Therefore, we became a new creation. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I say that again. God created us in the image of God according to His likeness, but the sin came in the between. So God recreated us. God recreated us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And we became, in the recreation process, God involved Himself. And His name is Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Through Jesus Christ, we were recreated. And now we are a new creation.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are a new creation.
Amen.
And there's no lacking in new creation. We can do all things through Jesus Christ who strengthens us. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. All right. Bible today's scripture. Bible begins with if anyone. If anyone. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. If. That's condition. That means anybody. I don't care about your background, I don't care about your problem, or your failures, your lackings, your iniquities. If anyone, right, is in Christ. So if you are in Christ, regardless of your failures and shortcomings, guess what? Bible says you are a new creation. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you remember the story of prodigal sons? The second son, he took his father's possession and he went away, the far away. And then he squandered all his father's money, and he became a beggar, so he committed sin against his father. But when he came back, guess what? His identity as a child of the rich man, right? The prodigal's father, who was rich, he was a son of a rich father. His identity did not change. Even after he squandered, he sinned against his father. He wandered around. His identity didn't change. How about that? Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Guess what? Once you become Christian, once you come inside Christ, your identity stays as a child of God forever and ever. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Amen. You are a child of God now and forever.
Amen.
Because your identity does not change. If you become a new creation, you are a new creation throughout your life on this earth and throughout eternity in the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Aren't you glad that you're a new creation?
Amen.
Are you glad?
Amen.
Are you glad?
Amen.
All right then, let's express our joy of being a new creation.
Amen.
You ready?
Amen.
You express, I don't know how, you laugh or you shout or you raise your hand, you stand, you jump, you clap your hands. Express joy of being a new creation. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you don't express anything and you're like sitting down and do nothing, that means you don't really feel the joy of a new creation.
Amen.
So are you ready to express?
Amen.
Okay, 1, 2, 3.
Praise the Lord!
Look, almost all Africans are standing up. And the rest, you're not standing. Yeah. You see how the culture, they're very expressive. Okay, 1, 2, 3, you express to the person next to you, okay? You express with words now. How we are joyful, we should be joyful being a new creation, all right? All right, express it to the person next to you now. Go ahead.
Praise the Lord.
Some of you, you may not understand the joy of being a new creation. You may not comprehend the depth, the height, the width of the blessings of being a new creation. You may not understand it all. When you go to heaven, you will clearly see and experience the power and the joy of being a new creation. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
You know what? It's already in your spirit. It's already in your spirit. The joy of being a new creation is already in your spirit. But some of it, you cannot experience it, you cannot touch it, because due to the many difficulties of this life, the present situation of life, or the reality of this life, you're working very hard in the factory, and you are worrying about many and many things of life, and because of that, those worries rob away of the joy. But you know what? When you return to your spirit, you know the joy is there still. In your spirit, the joy is there. Joy of being a new creation. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The power is there. The truth is there. Your spirit does not change. Did you know that? Your spirit is steadfast. Your spirit is very strong and does not change. But your emotion change all the time. If you agree, say amen.
Amen.
I think many sisters agree with me, with this truth, isn't it? Your emotions are very emotional. Your emotions are very emotional. Do you agree with me? It's like a wave. Do you know wave? Have you been to the beach? The tide comes, and then tide goes away, returns. Comes and returns, like a wave. And every second it comes and goes. So your emotion is like up, high, down, up, down, up, down, down. Understand? You understand? You have to take it very carefully. Because there's a up and down and up. So there is no steadfastness in our emotion. It always goes up, ups and down, right? But in our spirit, there's never lacking. It's always a steadfast, always a satisfaction, always completion, always perfection is in your spirit.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you getting me?
Yes.
So when you are feeling shaky, when you're feeling uncertain, when you're feeling doubtful, when you're feeling fearful, when you're feeling anger, you know what? You need to go back to your spirit. Your spirit, where Christ is.
Amen.
And you can go back to your spirit by saying,
Lord Jesus.
Come on, you know that. You can shift from your soul to your spirit, or your flesh to your spirit by saying,
Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
What an amazing truth. It's a very simple truth, isn't it? If you just say, Lord Jesus, with your pure heart and from your spirit, you can shift it from your soul to spirit. In your spirit, there's a tranquility. There's a peace in your spirit. But if you come out of your spirit, there is no peace. There's a conflict. There's a confusion. Brothers and sisters, do you have life and peace? I'm not talking about just a tiredness of your face. Oh, I didn't sleep well yesterday. I only slept 2 hours. Oh, I worked too hard these days. Or, you know, many stresses. And, oh, I don't have a job. Oh, I have visa issue. Oh, I have children issue. In spite of all these difficulties and problems you have in your life, if your spirit, if there's a peace in your spirit, listen, you can have peace.
Amen.
You can enjoy peace because your spirit is at peace.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And that peace will show it through your face. I see some of your face, you need peace. You are very upset. I don't know why. Some of you are like some of you you are about to punch me up. Pastor Paul, you better preach good today. Otherwise I'll punch Your face looks very threatening. Some of your face, you're like, ah, come on, what time is now? The solution of all the problems in your life, solution of all the problems of your life is in your spirit. Because you are a new creation in your spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you getting me? You are a new creation in your spirit. Your spirit is where Christ is. Your soul is on the process of becoming perfect. Your soul is not perfect yet. Do you understand? Your mind, your thought, there are too many changes happening all the time. You cannot count on. You cannot count on your emotion, your soul. Your soul fluctuates all the time. Huh? But your spirit is steadfast. Your spirit is where peace is. Peace is. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay. So Bible says, if anyone is in Christ or outside Christ. Are you in Christ or outside Christ? If you're in Christ, you will have peace. You will have joy. You have love. You have the power to overcome the world. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But if you're outside Christ, then nothing happens. Your spirit, if you are in your spirit, you are in Christ. If you come out of your spirit, then you are outside of Christ. Because Christ is where your spirit is.
Amen.
Are you getting me?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Remember the story of Noah's Ark. That's a true story. It's not a fairy tale story. It's not a man-made story. Noah's Ark. Okay? God says, I'm going to destroy the whole world with the flood. With flood. And Noah built an ark, as God commanded. And Noah's family, okay, 8 people went into the ark. And when they were inside the ark, they were safe. Hallelujah. If you are inside Christ, you are safe. If you come outside Christ, there is a judgment and there's condemnation. Listen, we are free from condemnation and judgment. Because we are in Christ. Amen.
Amen.
And we are, you also know the story of Passover, right? The spirit of death was hovering through and then tried to destroy all the firstborn son in Egypt. But God told the angels that put the blood of the lamb on the frame of the door, right? And when the spirit of death saw the blood of the lamb pass over. So all those families, the first son who were inside the blood, okay, inside the door of where the blood was, they were safe. If you are inside Christ, you are inside the blood of Jesus, you are safe.
Amen.
You are safe from judgments of this world.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You are safe from any condemnations. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Because you are a new creation in Christ.
Amen.
You are a new creation in the blood of Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Once you believe, you become a child of God. You become a new creation. Regardless of what sins you have committed in the past. After you become born again, you fall time to time, right? And you commit a sin. All you need to do is confess. Lord Jesus, I committed sin. I'm sorry. That's all you need to do. And the blood of Jesus Christ will wash away. And you become righteous again. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 1 Corinthians 2:14. Let's read that verse together. 1 Corinthians 2:14. Huh?
Yeah.
Huh? Where is it? Yeah. 2:14. Ready? Okay, read together. Begin.
But thanks to be to God, who always leads us in triumphal procession in Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
We give thanks to God. Why? Because who always leads us in triumphal procession in? Come on, everybody say.
In Christ.
Come on, everybody say.
In Christ.
In Christ, there is a triumphal. There's a triumph. There's a victory. And it's yours and mine in Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, John 16:33. Next verse. Read it, please. Begin. In me, you have peace. In this world, you will have trouble. But take heart, I have overcome the world. Amen.
Amen.
Amen to the I am.
Amen.
Who is the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
In me, you have peace. You see? In Christ. Okay, Philippians 4:13. Philippians 4:13. Ready? Begin.
I can do everything through Him who gives me strength.
I can do everything through Him. Through Him, through Jesus, in Jesus.
Amen.
In Jesus, I can do all things. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Ephesians 1:7. Okay, Ephesians 1:7. Begin. In Him, we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins, in accordance with the riches of God's grace. Amen. In Christ, we have redemption.
Amen.
In Christ, we have victory.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Everything you need is in Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I said that again. Everything you need is in Christ.
Amen.
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 And as soon as you believe, guess what? You have entered into Christ. That's why John 3:16. For God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whosoever believes into. The original word there is eis in Greek. Eis in Greek word means into. So if you believe into, the moment you say, Lord Jesus, I believe in you, then you have entered into Christ. And you will stay there forever. Salvation is yours. Redemption is yours. Sanctification is yours. Glorification is yours. Everything is yours. Because in Christ, everything is there. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You're not earning it. You are trying to make it yours. It's already there, given to you as a present, as a gift. You see, salvation is a gift. Faith is a gift. Everything from God through Jesus Christ is a gift.
Amen.
And we call it grace.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You and I today, we are standing upon the grace of God. Amen.
Amen.
That's why we give thanks to God. That's why we give praise to God. Because we are standing upon that grace.
Amen.
And without grace, we're nothing. But with grace, we're everything. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah. Okay. So the question is, how do we abide in Christ? How do we stay in Christ? Because Bible says, anyone who is in Christ is a new creation. So the question is, how do we stay in Christ? Okay, the answer is faith. Romans 1:16. Let's read that verse together. Romans 1:16. Begin. The righteous will live by faith. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Say that again. The righteous will
live by faith.
By what?
By faith.
By what?
By faith.
By faith.
Amen.
The righteous shall live by faith alone. It is not about your works. It's not about your effort. Listen. No matter how hard you try to forgive somebody who has done wrong to you, you cannot forgive that person with your own strength. Religious people are trying very hard to forgive with their own strength, with their own will, power, or determination. But guess what? The more they try, the more they become miserable. Why? Because they realize they cannot forgive. Because they don't have a forgiveness in them. You know what I'm talking about? You can only forgive through the forgiveness of Jesus Christ. You can only forgive through the forgiveness of God. God is the one who forgives, not man. Man cannot forgive. But Jesus Christ forgave. And through His forgiveness, we can forgive all the other people. Hallelujah.
Amen.
See, I cannot love my wife. I can't. Do you think I have nice love? Sacrificial love? I cannot do that. Okay? I don't have, but Christ is love. And He came into me. And His love compels me to love everybody.
Amen.
And even my wife. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen?
You see, you have to understand, all religions, they try to earn something through their effort, but they can't. But we, the children of God, we live by faith. Jesus Christ has done it all. He has done everything. He accomplished everything. And we make it ours. I make it mine. Of what Christ has done on the cross is mine through faith. Bible says, Jesus Christ and I crucified together on the cross. Right?
Amen.
Galatians 2:20. I have been,
crucified.
Come on, you know that scriptures. I have been crucified with Christ. You see, when Jesus Christ died on the cross, He says, listen, I am dying for you and for the whole world. And if you believe, then you will be included in me. So when he died, I died. And how do I know? Scripture says so. And how do I make it mine? I believe it. Hallelujah. And what is the base of that belief? Scripture. God says so, I believe it, it settles it.
Amen.
Repeat after me. God says so,
God says so.
I believe it,
I believe it.
It settles it.
It settles it.
Hallelujah. Amen. What do you need more? Huh? Do you need more? That's it. Amen.
Amen.
Oh Lord Jesus Christ, by faith, righteous shall live by faith alone.
Amen. Amen.
May God give you more faith.
Amen.
More faith, more power. Hallelujah.
Amen.
More faith, more, you will please God more. Okay, Bible, the scripture goes on to say, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. And then he says, the Bible says, the old has
gone.
The old has
gone.
Okay, Romans 6:6. Let's read that scripture. Romans 6:6. The old has gone. Ready? Begin.
For we know that our old self was crucified with him, so that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves to sin.
Okay. After you're born again, do you still think dirty thoughts? Yes or no? Raise your hand if you say, after being born again, I never thought a dirty thought. Raise your hand. I never thought a dirty thought. Raise your hand. Just me? Huh? Okay, raise your hand if you say, after being born again, became a child of God, I still, time to time, think of unworthy dirty thought. Raise your hand. If you don't raise your hand, the first question, and you don't raise your hand, second question, where are you now? Are you asleep? Are you asleep? Maybe you are sleeping, that's why you're not raising your hand. Or you have a problem with your shoulder. I cannot raise my hand. Everybody should raise your hand to the second question, isn't it? After being born again, you still think of dirty thought time to time. Raise your hand. If you are raising half hand, that means you are thinking seldomly, I think. If you are like this, very seldomly. Often, I think. Listen. After you being born again, you and I, all of us, we time to time, we think a dirty thought. Isn't that true?
Yes.
Is that true?
Yes.
That's true, isn't it, right?
Yeah.
Huh? After being born again, our spirit is perfect. It's wonderful. It's perfect. Christ is there. But our soul, that's our old self. Our soul, old self, okay, includes our flesh, is still there. It has not changed completely yet. It's in the process of being changed. But one day it will be perfect too. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's our hope in Christ. Amen.
Amen.
But you have to understand, now, as soon as you become a new Christian, new creation, listen, this is very important now. As soon as you become a newborn believer, you become a new creation, you are no longer in the flesh. You are no longer in your soul. You are in your spirit.
Amen.
I say that again. As soon as you become a born-again Christian, your identity is not in the flesh. Flesh means Satan. Everybody say, flesh means Satan.
Flesh means Satan.
All right? Flesh means devil.
Flesh
okay?
Means devil.
And soul is very arrogant. It's eye-center. Do you understand? When baby is born, you know how baby is very selfish? Baby cries, right? Cry. Why? Give me the food. Give me the milk. Oh, I poop my diaper. You better change my diaper. Very selfish, isn't it? Yeah. They learn to be selfish right away when baby is born. You see, you don't have to teach a person to be selfish. A person is born with selfishness. You see, I center is the very core of a soul. That's who we are. Do you understand? So, as soon as we become born again, we are not, our identity is not in the flesh, it's not in the soul, but it's in the spirit. Hallelujah. Okay, repeat after me, please. I'm a spirit.
I'm a spirit.
I'm a spirit.
I'm a spirit.
I'm not a body.
I'm not a body.
I'm a spirit.
I'm a spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You have to remind yourself again and again and again that you're a spirit. Your true identity lies in your spirit, not in the flesh. That's why Jesus Christ came into this world in the flesh. That's why he came in the flesh, because Jesus Christ had to destroy the flesh. Okay, we cannot make it better of our flesh because it has been corrupted completely. So Jesus Christ crucified the flesh on the cross. So our flesh was included there. So if you believe, it becomes true. When Jesus Christ comes back as a King of Kings, you and I, we will be resurrected with new body. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Not this body, corruptible body, but we will be resurrected with a glorious and new incorruptible
Amen.
Body.
Amen.
Perfect body.
Amen.
I look forward to that day.
Amen.
When we will be resurrected with the perfect body.
Amen.
Are you excited?
Amen.
It's not like this body where you get sick often, time to time. You'll never get sick. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You'll never get tired.
Amen.
You'll never get broken, okay? Do you understand?
Amen.
You'll never get sick. It's a perfect and glorious body. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay. Bible says the old has gone. So we live by faith. And what do I mean by faith? What does Bible mean by faith? It means that we need to remind ourselves that we are not, okay? We are not old self anymore. We are new creation. And new creation happened in your spirit. So you need to cling to your spirit, not to your body or to your soul. Do you understand? The spirit has to control your soul, and your soul has to control your body. Not vice versa. You see, many people, their flesh is controlling their flesh is their controlling their soul. Soul is their controlling their spirit. And it shouldn't be that way. It should be the other way. Spirit should control your soul and your body. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because spirit is where Christ is.
Amen.
You know what I'm talking about? When you drink soju, what happened? When first time you drink soju, but next time soju will drink you. Right? You drink alcohol, but very soon alcohol will drink you. Isn't it? You know what I'm talking about? When alcohol drinks you, then you become self-control or self, not self-control. No, after alcohol drinks you, then you have no self-control. Right? And your body is controlling you. You know what I'm talking about? Let Christ rule and reign over your soul and your body. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because you are a new creation.
Amen.
And that occurred in your spirit.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's why Romans chapter 12 verse 1 says, to offer your bodies as a what?
Living sacrifice.
Come on, church. Recite these scriptures with boldness, right? Together. One voice, please. Begin.
To offer your bodies as living sacrifices.
To offer your bodies as what?
Living sacrifices.
As what?
Living sacrifices.
Living, not dead. In the Old Testament, all the sacrifices were dead. Do you understand? They had to be killed. In order to be burnt offered, they had to be killed. In the Old Testament, all those animals were the symbol of Jesus Christ, right? So Jesus Christ died once and for all, therefore we don't have to die. Because he died on our place. He died on our behalf, right? And what God wants from us is not death sacrifice, but God wants living sacrifices.
Amen.
Every day, every moment, we need to offer our bodies as living sacrifices, amen? You need to offer your eyes. You need to offer your ears. You need to offer your mouth. You need to offer your hands. You need to offer your feet. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because all those elements are included in your body, isn't it?
Amen.
And Bible says, offer your body as a living sacrifice. Why? Because we do not follow our body. We follow our spirit.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But body, it becomes an obstacle. Therefore, we need to offer it as a living sacrifice every moment, every second. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Your tongue is going to the taste of this world, taste of the flesh, and it's going, right? Want to speak the carnal word or foul language. But you have to control your tongue and say, I'm going to offer my tongue to Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When you're about to complain about life, you're not going to let your tongue rule over your spirit. But you are going to let your spirit rule over your tongue.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And instead of cursing, instead of complaining, you're going to praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Instead of giving your eyes for pornography or your eyes to the bad movies, you're going to offer your eyes to Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Open the Bible and you're going to read and eat the word of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 That's what it means, because you're a new creation. The old has gone. Amen.
Amen.
And the new has come. Hallelujah.
Amen.
New has come. And you're a new creation. That's your identity, my friends. Brothers and sisters, register this into your mind, into your heart today. I, a new creation. Come on, everybody, recite together. Begin.
I am a new creation.
Say it one more time.
I am a new creation.
Tell the person next to you, I'm a new creation.
I am a new creation.
So you are a new creation. Okay, I want to make sure if the person next to you understood. Ask this question, brother, sister. Okay, where does that happen? A new creation. Where does a new creation happen? Go ask this question.
Amen.
Huh? What was the answer? Where does that new creation happen? Occur? Huh? You had a right answer? No right answer? Everybody, I'm going to ask a question, and all of you give me the answer. One answer all together. Ready? Okay. Where does that new creation happen? Huh? I preached 30 minutes. Bang. I preached 30 minutes from my lung. I scream out at me.
When you are in Christ.
I know in Christ, but you have to apply it to your life now, okay? Your body, your soul, your spirit. Where does that new creation occur? In your body, your soul, your spirit. Where?
Spirit.
Hallelujah!
Amen.
Amen? In your spirit! In your spirit! So whenever you say, Lord Jesus, you are going to shift it from your soul to your spirit. Amen? Oh, hallelujah. Okay, listen. This is what happened. Look at me now. Everyone look at me now. This is what happened. Your old life and new life of Jesus Christ has been exchanged. Has been exchanged on the cross. This is what happened. Your life and Jesus' life has been exchanged. And you received Jesus' life into your life. And now you are no longer living with your own life, fleshly life, but you are living now with Christ's life. This is called a new creation. Hallelujah. Amen. All right, let me talk about seven characteristics of a new creation quickly. And I'll finish my message today. Okay, are you ready? Seven characteristics of a new creation. If you're a new creation, this is what happened. Number one, read it together, recite together, begin. Sin cannot touch us. Hallelujah. Sin cannot touch you. You are no longer under sin, but you are under grace. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You are not a slavery of sin, but you are slavery of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God is in control, not sin. Sin is crouching at the door, but we should master sin. Master over sin. Hallelujah. Amen. Why? Because Jesus Christ crucified that sin. He finished the sin on the cross. Hallelujah. Number two, read it together. Begin. Our old self has been crucified on the cross already. Amen. Do you believe it?
Amen.
Number three, go ahead. Jesus Christ is living in me. Jesus Christ is living in me and you're living in you. Where? Body, soul, spirit. Where?
Spirit.
Hallelujah. And from spirit, Jesus Christ wants to expand his influence, expand his life to our soul level. So not I am feeling too much, but let Jesus Christ think through me. Let Jesus Christ feel through my emotion. That's what Jesus wants to do. Hallelujah.
Amen.
All right, let me give you an illustration now. Listen. I hope that you understand this truth. Jesus Christ is in your spirit. Your spirit is perfect. The moment you accept Jesus Christ, He's in your spirit. And there, He's the fountain of life. He's the fountain of joy. He's the fountain of love. He's the fountain of power. Hallelujah. Everything you need is there in your spirit. Now, what you need to do is you need to open up the fountain and let the fountain of water come out. Come out. And you know the fountain where the water comes out, right? With a strong force, it comes out. And in the hot summer, you go, they want to go there, you want to wet yourself, right? I mean, you know what I'm talking about, right? Let the burst of the water of fountain just burst, come out from your spirit. And how do you do that? How do you let Christ be released? How do you release the Christ who is in your spirit? How do you release the joy? How do you release the happiness? How do you release the power? Okay. In Korea, I don't know about your country, but in Korea, when I was a little boy, there was a little fountain of water thing. It's like a pump, you know, water pump? It's like a water pump, and then you push like this, and the water comes from where the water is in the bottom, and the water comes up. And then you, you know, take, you put the water in the bucket, right? So you have to push this, pump it, you know, for the water to come. Do you understand what I'm talking about, right? So that pumping thing, when you pump it, the water is not coming out, usually. So what do you need to do? You need a bucket of water. You need a bucket of water. As you pump it, you put the bucket of water into that pumper. And when you put the one bucket of water and you pump it, the water will burst. Sometimes, and even maybe today, you know Christ is in your spirit. You know you are satisfied, content in your spirit. You know all the answers in your spirit. But how do you release the spirit and make that reality in your life? You need a bucket of water. Hallelujah. Amen. You need a bucket of water. Amen? Amen. You need the Holy Spirit today. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I guarantee you, if you do prayer reading, the book of Philippians, or any Bible, if you do the prayer reading 1 hour in your day, just commit one solid hour and commit yourself for the prayer reading of the book of Philippians or Ephesians, any other books, I guarantee you, your spirit will come alive. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It will be like a bucket of water. You see, you need a bucket of water to pour upon your spirit so that it bursts. And it will overcome your soul and even to your body.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, we need a bucket of water. And what bucket of water is Jesus Christ?
Amen.
It's the water of God. Then you will surely know Christ lives in you. You will surely know. How many of you want to know that Christ lives in you? Huh? Raise your hand if you want to know Christ lives in you. Oh, you need a bucket of water today. You need a bucket of water. And as we pray, I pray the water will, fountain will be released. Fountain will break loose. Hallelujah. The fine fountain will break loose. Amen. And when you go home, you do the prayer reading. Just 1 hour. I'm telling you. And you'll be filled with joy and power. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Okay, number four. Holy Spirit is mightily working in me and in you. Amen.
Amen.
Number five. We are perfect and holy and blameless and spotless in Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Number six. Read it together. Number six. Begin. We can do
all things in Christ.
Amen. Hallelujah. Do you believe it?
Amen.
Number seven. You are a
spiritual
being. Hallelujah. Okay, now I'm almost done. Look at me now. What's the difference between David in the Old Testament and Pastor Paul in the New Testament? What's the difference between David in the Old Testament and Jeremiah in the New Testament? We are the continuation of the New Testament, right?
Yeah.
What's the difference? What's the difference between you and all those heroes of faith in the in the Old Testament? What's the difference? All those people in the Old Testament can be summarized with this: God with them. We are in the New Testament. God is no longer with me, not only with me, but God in me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Not God with me, but God in me. When God enters into me, we become one spirit. Christ and me, we are one person now. Hallelujah. Therefore, I cannot do it, but Christ can do it. Therefore, all things are possible. Hallelujah. Amen. We no longer live by my own faith, but we live by the faith of Jesus Christ. I don't live by my own love, which is Eros kind of love, but it fails all the time. And it's insecure. I'm telling you, there's no love in the world that's faithful. It's very selfish. It's self-centered. There's only one love that is faithful and lasts forever. And that's God's love. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And that love has been demonstrated on the cross through Jesus Christ.
Amen.
There's no other way you can know the true love except Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus Christ. I want to show you one last scripture here. Galatians 6:15. Do you see Galatians 6:15? Okay, let's read this together. Okay, begin. Oh, come on church, one voice, you can do it. One voice and loud voice, because this is the word of God. Ready? Begin.
Neither circumcision nor uncircumcision means anything. What counts is a new creation.
Neither circumcision nor uncircumcision means anything. What counts is a new creation. Hallelujah.
Amen.
What is this talking about? It's talking about what? Circumcision or uncircumcision? What is this talking about? It's talking about ritual. It's talking about what? Ethics, morals. That was the culture of the Jews. If you want to be a part of Jews, you have to do the circumcision. If you're circumcised, you're part of the Jews. That was the culture of the Jews. So the Bible is talking about, listen, culture is value. It's valuable to us. Yes, Korean culture and your culture is valuable. It's valuable. It's important. But Bible says what? means nothing. What is the reality and what is the shadow? You have to know that. This circumcision or uncircumcision, this ritual, this morals and ethics, that is shadow, not the reality. Only Jesus Christ is the reality. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Only Jesus Christ is the truth, and everything else is a shadow.
Oh.
Bible says, what comes? What comes? What comes is a new creation. Okay, let me ask a question. Time to time, I fight with my wife. Huh? Time to time, not often, okay? In the first 7 years, we fought a lot. We seriously fought, we fight a lot. But after 7 years, we've become less and less. And nowadays, we don't fight too often. But sometimes we fight. Now, let me ask this question. Do you think I fight with my wife with a circumcision or uncircumcision? Huh? Or do you think I fight with my wife with a new creation stuff? Are you kidding me? Do you think I fight with a little bitty of stuff or the real truth stuff about Jesus Christ? Huh? You don't understand? Is my question clear? Not clear. Do you think I fight with my wife? Regarding, do you believe in Jesus or don't believe Jesus? Do you think we fight that kind of issue? Or do you think we fight with issue of why did you clean this room like this way? Or why did you do the dish with this like that? Where is my food? Where is your food? silly things. Which what things do you think we fight for? Silly things. What counts? Nothing. In your problem, listen, in your life, the problems that is bothering you, do you think that's like a main thing or the side thing? In your life, most of the problems in your life, is this main thing or side thing? Is it reality or shadow?
Shadow.
Only Jesus Christ is the main thing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's what counts. new creation. Are you getting me?
Amen.
Focus on the main thing. The side things will follow. Hallelujah.
Amen.
All praise Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you ready to? Are you ready to live with your true identity? That you're a new creation. How many of you are ready to live with your true identity? That you are a child of God, that you are a new creation, that you are a spirit, and you're going to live in your spirit from now on. Amen?
Amen.
Is that you?
Yes, sir.
Okay, let's all stand and pray together. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus Christ, hallelujah. In Christ alone. Do you know that song? Let's sing this song. In Christ alone, I place my trust. My source of strength, my source of hope is Christ alone.